handle the truth. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate you guys all tuning in. Today is March 16th. It's a Thursday, 2023. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here on Brighteon TV Live. I know that we have a lot going on in the world around us as we continue to think about what this bank bailout really sounds like and what the effects of long-term inflation will really do for us. We know they're adding a lot more water to the bucket, which means the value of your dollar really doesn't go as far as it should. As we continue to think about those things, we think about our food sources, we think about East Palestine and what's going on there and why it is that hushed up so fast. Remember the balloons in the sky? We had so many things going on there, and we thought about the UFOs too, but our Pentagon told us, well, they took care of that, even though they just announced just last week that we've got one in the sky that's just watching us. So how do we put all this together? Well, these are the questions and answers we'll come up with. We do have a great interview at the bottom of the hour, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these commercials.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. I do appreciate you guys all sticking with us after that commercial. Remember, there's a lot of things going on in the world around us, and we have to pay attention to these things. If you guys have any questions or comments for me, it's jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com is the email, or thejimpriceshow.com is the website. Guys, go there and check things out. See if there's anything that interests you, and make sure to reach out to me as often as possible, because this world we have right now has got a lot of questions and very few answers. A lot of these answers really aren't that hard to find, but sometimes they hide them from us because they don't really want you to find out what's going on or the lies they've been telling you all along. Now, I want you guys to think about what happened with this whole bank thing with the Silicon Valley Bank just last week. I know it seems like an old story already, and why would I be bringing it up now? Well, it's a continuation of a long-term problem. The problem is that Black Lives Matter has a huge tie to this bank. Huge. Not like just like, oh, hey, we gave a few bucks here or there. It was a contribution pool that from the employees. We're finding out now there was tens of millions of dollars donated to Black Lives Matter over the last 3 years. Well, here's the thing. Out on BLM's funding database, this is from Claremont.com. They actually had put together all the donations from Black Lives Matter over the last 3 years, and it's 82 billion dollars have been given to Black Lives Matter. Sounds like a money laundering machine to me. No different than Ukrainian war, where we have over $200 billion, and most of that actually went through FTX going into Ukraine. Remember FTX, that failed cryptocurrency exchange, where we're all worried about making sure that, oh hey, you know what's going on here, Hollywood this and Hollywood that, oh what's this with the politicians. The politicians that were turning the blind eye to these things going on, well, that was FTX. But wait, what other blind eye were they turning to? The Black Lives Matter movement over the last 3 years was tied into Antifa with a lot of corruption, a lot of misuse of funds. Now, listen, we heard about the Black Lives Matter CEO and the CFO and some other people's buying these mansions in California. We were all upset because it was a $2 or $3 or $4 million mansion. Realize this, Black Lives Matter has taken into their coffers $82 billion, not million, not 100,000, $82 billion. Now that sounds like money laundering, but let me give you a quick list of the corporations who'd bothered to go ahead and give to this organization who was tied to Antifa through Act Blue. Remember, Act Blue is also where the unions pay their dues into, which is also part of the teachers union and other workers unions out there. Let's go down the list real quick of the BLM contributors, including Silicon Valley Bank, 23andMe, 3M, Abbott Laboratories, we have Adobe, we have Airbnb, we had Albertsons, go on down, Allstate, American Express, these are all corporations you know, AT&T, AutoZone, let's see, Baxter, BlackRock, where have we heard BlackRock before? We continue to hear these things going on, and we're hearing that the government has ran in to bail out SVB. Well, the thing is they want to bail out SVB so you don't look too hard at what's really going on. The world around you is really a stage, and you have to be careful to be mindful that when I actually put out the report about when Joe Biden visited Ukraine February 20th, it was snowing and cloud covered in that country, but no one talked about that. They showed him walking around with the Ukrainian president, who the BBC reported was the body double that met our potato-in-chief. Yeah, the potato-in-chief, he rode a train for 3 hours in a war-torn country to go visit him. These are the little nuggets in our daily life that we don't talk about in real time. When you think about this, it doesn't make a lot of sense that I'm able to say this out loud, but it's really what's going on. Now, what I'm going back to is the idea that SVB is really kind of a, what are we going to do? We got to hurry and cover this up. But if we bail them out, people will quit talking about it because there's not going to be more quote unquote pain for people to worry. So if we go in and we get rid of them real fast and we settle it out, when we do it with bank fees that we just happen to have a slush fund for, see, all these little things don't make a lot of sense. You're telling me the Fed Reserve has a slush fund of fees they withdraw from banks through their transactions? Well, why isn't this slush fund then part of their balance sheet? Why don't we know more about these things? Well, because they don't want you to know more about these things. And SVP actually gave $84 million to Black Lives Matter. Do you see how everything just keeps becoming cyclical over and over again? These same names, these same corporations, these same movements, the same politicians come back. But by the way, Gavin Newsom, Gavin Newsom, he's got a nice slick back hair, attractive man. He seems to be up and coming politician. Well, he just happened to have three of his wineries. Now, I didn't realize that politics paid so well, but yes, he does have three wineries that were in SVB. Why was he in Washington that very weekend begging for bailout of SVB? Well, because he didn't want to lose all of his money in his wineries. He had thought it was a safe bet to keep it in that Silicon Valley Bank because there was all these other depositors in there. Guys, the realization of the whole thing behind the bonds, the long-term, short-term bonds, that realization that our Fed Reserve went in and bought them out, which means that you bought them out because the Fed Reserve is a privately held corporation that is tied to our Treasury. Yeah, the U.S. Treasury is ours. Yeah, that's our part of our government. That's what we said was okay to have. But when they created the Federal Reserve as a private corporation back in 1913 on Jekyll Island, you have to see all the connections and the realization that you're living right now in a world that someone else is playing casino. and you're going to pay for it every single time. Even though they're the ones playing the game, even though they're the ones that manipulating the numbers, we continue to get paid. They continue to get paid while we continue to pay for it. And this is a real problem for us as we go down through our days. Now, also, there's a lot of other problems that are going on with some of the realization of what Ukraine is doing with our money. We saw in their parliament just yesterday a breakdown in their voting and system, I guess you would say a voting system, in their parliament, where they actually got into a fight about how to spend America's money. Now, we haven't given all the $200 billion to them yet, but they sure are happy to have it. And the way that they want to spend it, well, everybody has a difference of opinion. And that is how this works. We have a continuation of scandal. We have a continuation of people coming up dead or suicided themselves, even in Ukraine. How far does the Hillary Clinton machine really reach when we find out that Uncle Joe has been a part of Ukraine for a long, long time and a part of that money train? Now, Hunter Biden's laptop, remember when the balloons came out, Hunter Biden also announced that he's going to sue people to stop talking about the content of his laptops. Let me repeat that for you just for a second here. Hunter Biden came out and said, stop talking about the things in my laptop or I'm going to sue you. That was also at the exact same time that the balloons were coming across America. That was also about the same time we had the East Palestine train derailment where they decided to set the cars on fire. Now, guys, I want to talk about that just for a second. East Palestine, that didn't go away. Those chemicals didn't evaporate. They didn't just soak into the soil, neutralize themselves through, you know, through soil went in and decomposed those chemicals and did all the nature stuff and did this really cool thing. No, that area is still a toxic area, and it will continue to be a toxic area for decades. But nobody wants to talk about that. And the sad part of it is you find out that BlackRock actually owns a majority share of the train company, but also the train track itself, the rail itself. They actually own portions of both of those. So the problem is we see this BlackRock effect where they went in when the banking failure happened back in 2009, 2008, and those things were where there was a lot of this, oh, the big banks are too big to fail. Well, BlackRock happened to be they were picked as the winner to go in and scoop up all those assets and then put them on their balance sheet, but then get rid of the ones they didn't. So they actually were a winner the whole way through. That's why BlackRock has become so strong and such a part of our everyday conversation. Now, why is it that we see these things coming up? Well, I was talking with Tom, who was part of the Homeland Security apparatus when President Trump was in office. When President Trump was in office, he was down there. He was telling you guys all about the immigration problems and the border issues and the fence was needed. Now, I asked him when I was in D.C. at CPAC just a week or so ago, I asked him all about this. I said, hey, this immigration thing that we see going on, these millions of people we see coming in, are these things that are popping up like popcorn across our country, are these part of sleeper cells that are being put into our country to create chaos? And he said, absolutely yes. He didn't even hesitate. He didn't wait to ponder. He didn't work around the question. He actually knew exactly what I was going to ask as I started to ask it about the influx of people coming across our border. Now, remember, the people coming across our border where they've welded the gates open. They've welded the gates open on our southern border. That was done by the potato in chief we have now. And there's a reason that's here, because these sleeper cells, what I call sleeper cells, and other people may call them other things, are causing chaos across our country. And why is that? Well, it keeps you from understanding or seeing what's really going on with the CBDC stuff. Now, that's central bank digital currency. Now, that's an issue that's going to be coming up really fast. But these popcorn sales that you see where you're hearing about manufacturing facilities going up, you're hearing about train derailments, you're hearing about, you know, chicken houses just all of a sudden going up in smoke, all these different things. These are diversions. These are things to actually weaken our economy, weaken our supply chain. Now, I want to talk about chickens for just a second. And I know I've kind of went all over the place, but I'm really staying on the same topic here over and over again. The shiny objects of them making sure to... They want you to pay attention to all this other stuff. By the way, listen, when we talk about chickens and we talk about eggs, there was a couple different things that went with the eggs on this. I want to make sure that everybody understands this. I want you to understand how clear this really is. First of all, wholesale prices on eggs have not changed in a year. Wholesale prices on eggs have not changed in a year. The wholesalers are still getting the same price they were a year ago, but you're paying double and triple prices at the grocery store. That's because they are pushing most people away from eggs because eggs, oh yes, eggs actually do not allow for the spike proteins to settle into the intestines and in the lining of your stomach so you don't have long COVID. Yeah, that research came out and it became very evident what was really going on. See, remember, don't always get tied up in the idea that we're having an egg shortage or that hatcheries are burning down. That's a big part of the story, but it's a part of the narrative to make you think that the rise in egg prices is okay. See, when they do these little things here and there, you just put it all together, and it's called paradigm blindness. Paradigm blindness is an effect or a side effect of what we know to be MKUltra. MKUltra was introduced into America in 1955. The CIA has declassified all those documents for you to read, and you go in there and see how they've been doing this for a long, long time. But this egg thing, remember this egg thing where they all get distracted by this and that, that was all about making sure that you understood that the egg prices going up was acceptable, but that way you quit consuming as many eggs. See the tie and the correlation of that? Because they want you to have that long COVID. They want you to go back for that government chemical in your arm. Over and over again, we're seeing this, and it should never be that way. We should actually have the truth. Our country should be so transparent that we don't have questions. We run out of questions because they're answering before we ask. But yet we see that our government isn't willing to do that for us on a daily basis. So going back, I know that we have gotten a long way from everything, but East Palestine, when we understand that East Palestine was one of those sleeper cell effects, I may or may not have evidence of that, but for me, it seems very suspicious that just upstream from East Palestine is the new Intel semiconductor plant that will be taking 5.5 million gallons of water off the aquifer every single day. But it will also be taking the exact same amount of electricity that East Palestine takes off of the grid every day. So I wonder what the correlation would be. We gave Intel $50 billion, actually, excuse me, we gave them $80 billion, 82 and some change, $82 billion to build a new semiconductor plant. They're putting $50 billion of it into a new plant. That other $30 billion, well, don't worry about that. That's just for them to, you know, make payroll, I guess. But think about this. Why is it that we have this tragedy in East Palestine? Why does this come up, but then Intel is just upstream? Too many times, it's not coincidence. I think it really is planned. I think there's things going on. But how do you get people out of a town without having to pay full retail? Well, you tell them that their town is contaminated and they have to leave. And you contaminate it with something that is actually going to be there for decades to come, so they won't resettle in that area again. I don't know. It sounds like conspiracy. It sounds like I'm talking about way outside of my league and way outside the lines on things. But the problem is there's too many things coming in line over and over again where I wish it wasn't just something I was making up. The East Palestine thing is absolutely going to affect the Ohio River Valley for decades to come. In fact, if you see the water plume and how the aquifer works in that area, it will go all the way down into Middle Tennessee and clear down into the southern parts of Texas before it ever clears itself out. But this is part of the world we live in where people are willing to kill you than deal with you. And think about how many times we've seen this happen over and over again in our country in situations. This is not healthy for us to continue down this path. If we don't have these open conversations, if we don't do something different, we're going to continue to do the same old thing. We live in cages that we've built for ourselves. We've done things that we should never have done only because we've been dealing in fear. And a lot of us have adrenal fatigue where we've actually finding ourselves so overstressed with the daily life, we just start to ignore it. And that's part of the paradigm blindness. Paradigm blindness is that the house next door has been on fire for so long that when the house on the other side of you goes on fire, you don't even notice it. And we haven't been noticing all the little tragedies here and there because we're just used to the popcorn effect of all these things daily, over and over and over again. Now think about that, guys. You have a government that you pay your taxes into on a daily, monthly, quarterly, yearly basis, and you do it happily because, you know, the IRS, they'll come get you. The guys, you're paying into a government that's actually willfully going around other countries, including your own, and destroying lives because of their narrative. And most of the time, they're destroying lives only because they don't want you to find out what they've really been doing. Now, this all ties right back to the whole FTX, which was a big part of a lot of different politicians' lives, celebrities' lives, and a lot of other retirements. Like, by the way, FTX had a lot of retirements put into that because people were thinking they were going to get a huge return on that crypto coin. Now think about where all those people are sitting. But suddenly, just suddenly, Silicon Valley Bank goes up, and but yet our government swoops in with a slush fund that we've never heard of that they're able to go in and help those people with. But by the way, it wasn't really people in SVB, in the Silicon Valley Bank. It was actually mostly corporations. These big corporations, well, who are those? Who were these people that were being saved? Why were they the ones that needed to be saved? Well, let me think. Big tech. Yeah, Silicon Valley Bank. Think about that. Silicon Valley. Oh, yeah, where you always hear about, you know, Apple's there, and you got Facebook and Twitter and all these other big tech corporations out there, Google, that just happen to put their finger on the scale of what you can know or understand. That's why this network exists. Brighteon TV exists because of their finger on the scale. When Mike Adams got canceled, that's why this became reality, because he understood what big tech was doing. Now, we just went in there, swooped in with billions and billions of dollars out of a slush fund that we just happened to have, and save who? Big tech. Why did we do that? Well, because big tech controls too many things in our daily lives, like the pharmaceutical companies and like other corporations that go in there and beat the drums of war, same way that we have big tech telling you that the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real. They're telling you that, well, there's no run on the bank. Oh, don't worry about that. But we also had a representative out of Arizona, a Democrat, who actually on an open Zoom call with hundreds of representatives and other delegates from around the nation, different government officials, asked, is there a way big tech can keep the information about SVB quiet so there's not a run on the banks? Now think about how comfortable that relationship has to be for a representative in our government to believe that he can ask on an open phone call. And that, I mean, there's a lot of people listening to this. Hey, can big tech help us out so we don't lose our way in this narrative that we can, so you're telling me that all the Twitter files that we've heard about with all the different handshakes between the FBI and CIA and NSA tying themselves into Google, tying themselves into Facebook, tying themselves into Twitter, realize that Elon Musk is out there telling the truth about Twitter, but you know Facebook, you know Apple, Google, and you know that YouTube and even Etsy were making sure to monitor dis or misinformation off of their platform through the direction of the three-letter agencies. Now think about this. Why did the government want to save big tech? Because big tech has got the goods on the government, because the government's been paying them to do as they wish through private entities. Non-government organizations, NGOs. You've heard this acronym before, and by the way, I know they throw around acronyms a lot in the daily news or in newspaper articles or different things you read. I don't like acronyms. I spent a long time doing DoD contracting, and I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's got a special acronym for everything, and it gets tiring. But NGOs is a non-government organization, but these non-government organizations were going in and putting that finger on the scale for the government. Not only were they getting paid to do it, but then the government had offices inside of these big techs. Now, do you see where we're seeing the scandal come out? That's why they want this to hush and wash away. It's not something that we really should walk away. It's actually something we should delve into faster and harder. The Black Lives Matter thing that I started out in the beginning of the show, well, this has a direct correlation. I mean, it's absolutely all a part of when we had Black Lives Matter and Antifa going around our country and destroying, the Miracle Mile in Chicago, Fifth Avenue in New York, taking over Portland, going into Dallas, going to all these major cities trying to create as much chaos because they said it was about equality or racism and making the world a better place. But yet somehow, just some way, this Black Lives Matter organization that was a grassroots, so it was a street thing, it was all about the people, collected $84 billion in donations from big tech, from big corporations who benefited from the destruction of what Black Lives and Antifa were doing for 3 years. But also to keep you thinking that Trump was a bad guy. Remember, Trump was always Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember the Ukrainian call? And we all learned about Ukraine. thanks to Trump. But also, Trump also made a lot of different moves that we are still seeing the effects, that we are understanding his leadership has done a lot of great things to open our eyes and move us in a direction that makes us a better people. We're having this conversation only because we understand Ukraine, only because we understand Black Lives Matter, because we understand Act Blue. Look up Act Blue. It'll make you kind of sick to see how many unions pay into that and how many different political organizations are also a part of that entire mess. Now, we do have a special guest who will be coming up in the second segment of the show, and she's actually written a book. It's been really amazing to be a part of that launch. She actually put my quote on the back of her book. Excuse me, I didn't mean to hit that microphone. She put my quote on the back of her book, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. Her name is Amelia Love, and she's going to be here to talk about those things. So, guys, as we go to commercial break, don't forget that there's a lot more coming up. But remember, the world around you is a dangerous place only if you don't know what's going on. And I want you guys to realize that there's more out there, and there's a lot better answers that make a lot more sense than what the narrative has been over and over again through big tech and big media and their finger on the scale. But remember, big tech and big media means big government, and that's our problem. We need to size down that government and limit them. Remember, the Constitution never limits you, but always limits the government. And understand that that document was one of the most amazing documents ever written by man. And if we were able to follow that in our daily lives, we wouldn't have so much corruption and so much evil in our government, because it would be limited. And the constitutional republic that we really are would be stronger and be amazing, and would be that light on the shining light on the top of the hill. We do have a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm here at the Nashville Reawaken America Tour. I absolutely love Uncensored Truth with Bright Dion TV.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Hey y'all, Curtis Grimes here, and you can check out what we have going on at curtisgrimes.com, and also over at 10fingerministry.com to see all the cool stuff that God has in the works going on regarding our ministry. And I appreciate the folks here at Brighteon TV and the Uncensored Truth you can get right here.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Yeah, but that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products that keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also that big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Greetings, David Avocado Wolf here. I love Brighteon TV. I've been there since from the very beginning when Mike Adams founded it, him and his crew, and I support it 1,000%. One of the best platforms of free speech on earth.
Hey, I'm Clay Clark. We're live here at the Reawaken America Tour. We're getting set up. We're getting ready to accommodate thousands and thousands of people. We're turning every square inch of this facility into seating capacity. It's going to be 100% sold out, and you can watch live on Brighteon TV. That's Brighteon TV. Thank you, Mike Adams.
Love Brighteon TV. I'm so thankful to Mike Adams and his team for creating this censorship-free platform and giving us all a voice. So thanks so much, Mike. Thanks so much, Brighteon, for all you do. God bless.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
This is Zach.
I'm Jim Price here on the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Brighteon TV live right now. We're still live here in the studio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As we go through our day, we know there's so many things out there that seems like the house is on fire. We're still cooking in the kitchen and things are going wrong. But in reality, there's so many things to be positive about because now we understand who the enemy is, what the enemy is, and what things are really destroying us. That means that everything from here is up. And I do have a special guest with me, Amelia Love, who actually wrote a book, How to Be Happy. You can see that that there on howtobehappy.com. Amelia Love is here with me. And Amelia, are you out there?
I'm here. How are you doing?
Very good. So thank you so much for being here. Well, when we talk about the world today, as we see that the East Palestine derailment is a tragedy, a real human tragedy that was created by our government and other entities, your book is really refreshing in a lot of ways because it gives people a path forward and lets them work on themselves inside their heart to be better people as they go through their day. I mean, how did you come up with this idea and where did this mission start for you?
So I've been a happiness coach for many years now, and I run a happiness coaching company. And I did a lot of work on myself between 2009 and 2011, where I did a lot of deep forgiveness work. And I really cleared out my emotional trauma, childhood trauma. And it got me to a place where my mind was quiet and at peace. And I started to hear God very clearly as my intuition became very, very clear. And so last year, I was very clearly told that I needed to produce this book. But I am a specialist in working with advanced, accomplished women over 35. You know, we coach the coaches, we coach the hypnotherapists, the psychologists, lots of stay-at-home mothers that are super bright and happy. You know, that's who I normally work with. But this download, this information I got was, I need to produce a book that's for everyone. So I was like, okay, let me think of who I know is happy, who I know has lots of wisdom, so that together we can create a project. And for everyone who's listening, this is a free project. All of you can download this free right now in one click. Anyway, so what I did was I called Charlie Ward. I said, Charlie, I want to write a book called How to Be Happy. Can I interview you? He said, yes. Then I called my friend, Dr. Elia, who is the number one best-selling happiness author on Amazon. I said, Dr. Elia, can you write the foreword? He said, yes. He said, and I'll do a chapter. I said, excellent. And then I spoke to Laura Eisenhower, Sean Stone, Anne van der Steel of the Selenko Freedom Foundation, lots and lots of people. So we started coming together, and I've ended up with this amazing book that really is something for everybody. Now, it is a Waken and Aware book, but it's not really trying to push that information. What we're focusing on is what things people can actively do in their life to actually bring up their frequency, to have themselves feeling happier. So whether it's identifying people that are toxic in your environment, whether it's taking better care of yourself, having better internal talk, there's so many different gems. There's so much knowledge. It's really quite exciting. Even when I was reading it back during the editing process, I was like, wow, this is going to help a lot of people.
Right. Well, it was really great. I actually met you in Nashville, so we've only known each other for a short time. And I do remember, it was very impactful to me, and I do thank you for this moment, because it's actually a memory that I will carry with me. Is I was in that media room, which the media room we know was less than, right? And we were all doing our thing, and I was sitting there at my booth, and we had introduced ourselves to each other just through passing. I think it was your assistant was there, and I was just sitting there, and it was kind of the end of the whole thing. And you came over, you spun the chair around, and I know that sounds a little bit like you were being brash, but you spun the chair around, you sat down, and you said, "Tell me about your show." And so I gave you what was my quote, was, "Your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart is the right place, being better than you were every day than the day before." And your reaction was, I was kind of in my... I just said it, you know, because it was what I say on the show, and it's how I am, and what I believe that we all should do. And you're like, "That was beautiful." And I can't remember your exact words, but and then you asked me if you could use that on your book.
Yeah.
And I was more than impressed. I was like, "Well, yeah, I'm all about that," you know. So that was great. So you did put me on the back cover of your book. If you guys go to howtobehappy.com, you will see that my quote comes up a little bit before everybody else's, so I'm very honored by it. Thank you.
Because originally I said I'll pop you between Anne van der Steel and Charlie Ward, but right. When we were actually putting the book together, the ebook, we said, actually, Jim's kind of stands out, let's put it first. So once you download the book, the first thing you actually see is Jim's quote. Yeah. So, and we really loved it. You know, it was really, really, it sets a tone. Because this book is for people who want to make a change, who want to feel different, who want to feel better, who are ready to face themselves and to make changes. Because the thing is that in this culture where everyone wants to just take a pill or have a 5-minute, video something or other that's going to suddenly change their life, it's not like that. You know, even just investing the time to read this book, it's going to help you have a lot of tools. What I love about it is that if someone's in a low place, they can read it and it will help to lift them up. But if you're in a great place, you're going to find it really entertaining. You're still going to pick up hints and tips, and you're going to really enjoy hearing in-depthly from some of the people that you watch. You know, Anne van der Steel's here on this channel. I'm sure everyone's familiar with Charlie Ward. Joe Joyce is in it, who is the world interim, he's the interim world heavyweight champion of the world right now. You know, there's such amazing information in there. And then at the same time, if somebody's actually in a really good place and they're like, "Hey, I really enjoyed the book, but I want to do more," then they can come in and actually do a free call with me or one of my coaches. We've actually just opened up the calendar. I let them know that I'm doing the show here with you today. So we've opened up some dates. So people can actually come in and speak to us about doing advanced level coaching too, which is where we coach the coaches and we coach the people that are in a really stable position, and we get them up to full permanent happiness so that they can actually start walking in their purpose and their mission and finish their healing. Because a lot of people think that it's this ongoing process, but you can actually finish your healing and get into your mission and start being the leader and who you were put here on this earth to be.
Absolutely. Well, this is a time right now where we see so many people falling apart or things coming apart. We identify things through our finances. We identify ourselves through our social interaction, through social media and other things. And this is a real struggle for a lot of us. And having that self-worth where we understand there's damage and stuff that's come from a long, long time ago, that we're still carrying that luggage with us. And your book and what you're doing and the way you are, you're talking about selfless acts. And we talk about that on the Jim Price Show all the time, being selfless, not selfish. And it's great to see that you're willing to do these things for everybody. Now, I'd say you're very busy. You have different classes, you have different church events and things going on. So give us a little bit about your schedule and how the different things you're doing to be involved, doing those things for others and not really expecting anything in return. Tell us about your schedule and what you do.
Okay, so the first thing I say for anyone who's like, oh my God, this is so much information at once, is there is a free book, there's a free community, and there's a free call. That's the first thing, okay? So free book, we already know about. Free community, I have a women's community called WOW Unite Now. You literally just go to wowunitenow.com, and it's on Mighty Networks. It's kind of like an uplifted, positive female version of Connecting Consciousness. And what we're aiming to do is gather the women of America together, put them into their regions, put them into their states, allocate which is the city nearest to them, and not only have weekly Zoom calls so that they can get to meet new friends and build a support network, but actually have meetups in person. And then from there, what we plan to do is raise money so that we can actually build a refuge within each state so that the vulnerable women in each state have a place to live and stay if they need to. And the other women in that state or region will be able to come and support. We'll have garden parties, things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, any men that are like, well, where's my part in this? Well, if there's any men that feel led to be a part of WOW Unite Now, they are absolutely welcome. We have a special group that's called the Men's Gather and Prayer Group. So men can gather and pray in there. And when we have the physical in-person meetings, the men will be invited as guests of honor and the women will be encouraged to bring their husbands. So when we're having these great big lovely picnics in the park and all the women are gathering together, they can bring their husbands, the men are men of honor, because this is about creating community again. This is about bringing America back into a village mentality. And so from there, what we can do is single mothers, once we have a lot of ladies, maybe in their 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe they've been widowed, maybe they've gone through financial difficulties, that kind of thing, and they want to come and stay at the refuge. Now we have these lovely aunties and grandmothers. Well, maybe single mothers may be like, hey, well, can we move to the area? Because we'd really like some support. And we're like, sure, there's all these women, they'd love to help out. Maybe we open a school, maybe we open a holistic health center. Now families want to join because, or move to the area to use the schools, and vets will want to come because they'll want to be part of the party. So we can start creating actually sustainable patriot communities within America, one in each state. So that's the big goal. Now, to answer your question though, I do have church on Sundays. So if you literally go www.churchonsundays.com, I have a service every Sunday, but I also have Monday through Friday Christian programming. So we have Christian Women's Hour on Mondays. We've had Sheila Holm on there. We've had lots of amazing women. Tuesdays, we have Men of God. Clay Clark has been on Men of God. Wednesday is Wellness Wednesday. We've had Judy Makovich on there. Thursday is Bible study and Friday spiritual warfare. And then Sunday we have the church service. So we have all of that too. So there's free book, free community, free call for those that actually feel the pull in their heart, like, oh, this lady can help me finish my healing. And that's particularly for women over 35. But if you're a man or a woman younger and you feel the pull really hard, then absolutely book a free call with us. It's so important that people know if they're in financial difficulty, we will still take them. So they can just book a 15-minute call and we'll put them into our group coaching. 45-minute calls are for those that really want to find out more about having a one-to-one coach. So I think that's the main thing. But with the How to Be Happy book, if everyone downloads that, it has the links to all of this. So it has the links to find out more about me, my coaching, my clients. It has links about Project Nehemiah, which is the foundation where we're going to collect the money to build the refuges. It has WOW Unite Now. So I hope, my plan was that the How to Be Happy book can be a guidebook so that then people can literally get that and that will take them to everything else, because I don't want people to get overwhelmed, because I am doing quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, no, that's fantastic. I mean, if anything, COVID taught us that they, you know, the big machine, the big government told us to stay away from each other, right? 6 feet apart, don't hug each other, you're going to kill Nana, we're all going to die. I mean, 3 years ago, we should not be here now, right? According to the information they were giving us just this month, remember, they shut down spring break, they shut down graduations, they shut down sports, they told kids they couldn't go back to school, don't go to rest homes because you're going to kill your grandparents, this whole thing. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and we saw the destruction of a lot of people's lives that was completely not necessary. And we see you doing the exact opposite of that, which I think in a lot of ways, if the government's telling me one thing, I'm going to do the opposite of that, and I'll end up usually on the right side of it 99% of the time. And the thing is, you bringing people together and creating that, the desire to have community, isn't that what we were always supposed to be, is drawing ourselves to each other, normalizing conversation, letting each other know that we're all human, we're all part of this fight, to try to make sure that we're a better people going forward. And it's awesome that you're willing to do that for us.
Yeah, I'm just really appreciative. Like I said, I get really good guidance. With me, I just obey. I'm told what to do and I obey. And God recently gave me this really clear statement. He just said, it's very simple, Amelia. Unite, heal, and build. And so the thing is if people heal themselves, because nobody can heal you for you. Everyone has to do the work. Everyone has to initiate the work. Now, if you're working with a coach, they'll lead you through the process. They'll get you through it quickly, effectively, as painlessly as possible, but you still have to do the work. There's no avoiding it. You know, many people will die without facing their demons, and they're nowhere near as scary as people think, especially if someone guides you through it. So we have to heal. Now we have to unite, because any one of us alone cannot do this, but together, you see, the most important thing about WOW Unite Now is this is not about me being a leader. Dr. Judy Makovich is an honorary member of WOW Unite Now. I was on a podcast yesterday with some lovely ladies called the Mama Bears. They're going to come in and have a room. I was on a podcast with a bunch of ladies called the Native Nurses, America Out Loud. They're going to have their own room. This is about gathering the leaders. You know, I'd love Jim to be in the men's group. You know, this is what I'm saying, right? This is about us getting the leaders together. Because this is the body of Christ coming together. This is the convergence. And the convergence is, instead of people being like, well, I have my ministry, well, I have my thing here, I have my thing there. What if we bring everyone together? Mm-hmm. We honor those that have done the work. We honor those that have built their own communities and following. What if we honor those and do our best to support them even more, but show how we can work together? Because we all have unique gifts, and the way that these communities are going to come together, the man that fixes the bicycle is probably going to be one of the most important people in the community. And at the moment, that guy probably is out there not feeling particularly wanted or needed, and yet he will be essential. And this is what I'm saying. It's about us all coming together now, everyone feeling worthy and everyone taking action. So what I'm trying to provide is action that's doable. Everybody can click on WOW Unite Now and join and be in their region and attend the Zoom calls.
Right.
Everyone, well, you know, everyone can read the book. Yeah. Everybody can do these things. This is not difficult, and this doesn't cost any money.
Well, and that's the great part of this, is that it actually up front, it's inviting you to come in, and then you can do that self-help part, right, that actually makes you better. And if you're actually better, you're more effective for the world around you, and you do have that extra, not only just in money, but in time and spirit and emotion, that you really can do more for others in the world around you. I mean, what a great model actually be a part of, and this is really, I mean, it seems to be a real vacuum, right, where we had this selfish culture for so long that says, you know, it's me, and step on anybody who gets in my way. And we see that that model doesn't work. I mean, our government is showing us that in real time right now, that it's about them and their cronies, the tech companies, the big corporations, and the big government that have that handshake that we, the people, really don't have. And so if we create the parallel economy or the parallel civilization away from their demonized ways, we become our own force, and we don't put energy into them. And a lot of this is about what you focus your energy on, right? When you think about, okay, I want to do something different. Well, if I'm focusing on my fellow man, the big government's not getting my attention, they're not getting my money, and so they lose power. They don't have that effectiveness over me, and they don't have the control. And anything you give control or power over to you, yeah, that's going to be your God. And that's not who we want in this situation. We want to be able to have a kind and loving God who is also, you know, understanding of where we're going and helps us through those things. But we cannot continue to go back to that poisoned well called government or big tech and think that those are the answers. So what you're doing right now is amazing going forward.
I really appreciate that. And the thing is what everyone needs to understand as well is that I've been in the whole truth of things for quite a few years, and I know I talk just about happiness now, but I've been talking about a lot of the things that the government and the darker side of this for many, many years. And what I would say is that they need us to be lemmings. They need us to throw ourselves off the cliff. Their plan only works if we throw ourselves off the cliff.
Yep.
And so people are like, well, if you build these communities, aren't we all going to get rounded up or something? They haven't got the staff. They haven't got support. There's only a handful of them. Right. You see, the thing is that when we have one of these in every state, they haven't even got enough inspectors to just come and check out what we're doing. Apart from the fact that we're going to have a prayer wall around every refuge, they're not going to be able to go anywhere near us. This is the difference, you see, is that, and then the other thing is, with doing the self-help work, the reason it's so important is there's those that give too much and drain themselves dry and try to give from an empty cup. Those people need to learn to love themselves. They need to learn to be able to pour into themselves so that they can pour out more afterwards. Then you have those that are selfish, that are completely self-absorbed and thinking about my. And some of those people are actually like, you know, doing what looks like good work. They're like, oh, I'm doing this to help people. Oh, my
eye pleasers.
My humanitarian project. But they're thinking about the glory that they're going to get for doing this work. Let's put all of our humanitarian projects in one place. Let's have one in every state. Let's look after the animals, the vets, the disabled. Let's look after everyone in one place. Let's do it all together. And so it's being okay with not getting the glory. We don't need the glory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's I think it's so, so important. And then anyone who heard me say the word forgiveness, it's such a, we discussed this in another show, me and Jim, but forgiveness is so misunderstood. People think it means that you have to let people off the hook or say what they did was okay or reunite with them or let them know that they're forgiven. That's not what forgiveness is. When you do deep forgiveness, you're releasing for yourself. And the other thing is some people, especially the people that are like a high frequency, happier people, they tend to be like, well, I'm okay with everyone else. So I just kind of haven't forgiven myself. Well, that's just as important too. You have to be able to forgive yourself and others. And this puts you in a place of peace where you can hear God clearly, you can move into divine purpose, and you can be of most use here in the body of Christ. And that's what's, I think we're out of time now for people to just sort of, oh, well, you know, I'll make some excuses. I'll wait till, you know, next year, whatever. No, the time is now, people. We have to heal, we have to unite, and we have to build, and we have to do all three now.
Yeah.
No excuses.
Yeah. Well, no, that's absolutely essential. I mean, everything you're talking about is that selfless point of view, right? Being a better person every single day than you were the day before. And when you're talking about the shiny object being that tinkling bell, right, that banging cymbal that really doesn't make any real noise. It's just it's a lot of, you know, crash, boom, bam. But there's real no substance behind those individuals. And we see too many of those eye pleasers out there making it about themselves. And then you find out later on that maybe they weren't as good a steward with the money or the time that they really had, or even the influence. And that's a sad part that we have to be discerning, right? But everything you're talking about is a self-reliant individual, right? We're looking into ourselves, having self-governance, being self-reliant, meaning that we're taking ownership of our feelings and our emotions. We're putting forth positive actions going forward. And that's a great, great part of this whole thing. And it's awesome that you're doing this. We got about a minute for you to kind of wrap things up and tell us, you know, give us your rah-rah speech here at the end. I know you've got a lot of great things to talk about, but tell us where we can find you and give us some words of wisdom as you leave.
Okay, great. Thank you. So if you want to find out more about me personally, go to AmeliaLoveWorld.com. All my websites are connected, so you can't get lost if you go to How to Be Happy or Amelia Love World, you can find me. What I would say is I am particularly interested in the female leaders, the women that, you know, again, you may be a stay-at-home mother, but if you are a woman who feels led to really help humanity, you've probably been on a path to self-development, you may have done some courses or some counseling or been reading lots of self-development books, those ladies, I'm really interested in them because they're the ladies who I know how to put them in position. I know how to help them learn their, you know, what their divine purpose is. And in fact, if you go into Wow Unite now and you see a load of women, there's like 30 of them that are hosts. They're all my advanced clients. For example, we have Donna in there that's 65 and she's the top life and business coach in America. Yeah. She's one of my advanced clients. So they're the ladies I'm particularly interested in because that's who we specialize in. And we have a very exclusive community for those ladies because those ladies quite often find it difficult to find their peers.
Right.
And so that's what we do there. With regards to the book, everybody download the book. And if anyone wants to find out more as well, you can book a free call. And you literally go to Media Love World, hit the button that says book a free call, 15 minutes if you're in financial difficulty, and 45 if you're interested.
We're going to run out of time, Amelia. I don't mean to cut you off there. I appreciate everything you're doing. So, what's that?
Are we going to get to play the little book video?
Oh, no, no. I got to get going. So we're about out of time on our clock here. So I do appreciate you coming on the show, Amelia Love. Thank you so much for being here. Guys, remember the community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not say I'm selfish. The world will be a far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win, I promise. I don't make promises I can't keep. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.